Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back here on Sports Talk, welcome in. Is fantasy sports betting in Louisiana moving closer to reality? We'll get a glimpse with Tanner McGee, state representative for District 53. Tanner, thanks for joining me and Bobby.
Oh, thanks for having me on, guys. My pleasure.
So how much closer are we to seeing fantasy sports betting in Louisiana?
We are extremely close. The only thing left to do is to set up the taxing structure. We couldn't do it this session because of our rules on when we can do taxes and when we can't do taxes. But we're going to have a bill in the special session that started yesterday. So within 30 days, we'll have the taxing structure hopefully in place. It passes, and we'll have fantasy sports in Louisiana.
Do you anticipate passing?
No, I anticipated passing. I mean, look, we all know where this is going. I just passed all the regulations to it this past session. So with very little opposition, we got well over 2/3 of both chambers passing it. So, I mean, I do not suspect any trouble with it passing.
Now, when you talk about the taxing structure, and that's one thing, you know, the population, when they look at, okay, where is the revenue going? Is it designated to a particular cause, or what? Where are we at with that?
Right now, we haven't made any decisions on that. We're still kind of talking through it a little bit. I think there will be a push maybe to do early childhood education with it, though, which is something that we've been trying to do in the state for a while, beef up our education on the early childhood side, pre-K-3, pre-K-4, that stuff. So there's going to be a push for that, and that's something I would definitely support.
Cameron, what do you need? Like, in other words, once it passes, so what's the timeline then? What's needed in order for it to actually show up where Louisianians can play fantasy football and bet on it?
Well, look, the people already passed the referendum, so it's literally the day after we sine die, which is how we call ending our session, which will be June 30th. If it's passed, it's going to be to the governor's desk, and it could be there by August 1st. Would be the time frame. So we're right around the
August 2nd, we could see it.
August 2nd, we could definitely see it, and we could be set up for the fall for whatever football we have.
Do you anticipate sports gambling getting passed too during the special session?
Well, we did sports betting this past session. That's actually how my bill started out. I started with a sports betting bill, and Cameron Henry also has a sports betting bill. I sent my sports betting house to the Senate. He sent it to the House. And I said, well, since we already have yours here, why don't we just turn mine into a fantasy bill? And so we changed my complete bill in the Senate to fantasy, and we passed both of them at the same time.
Now, you know, going forward, what are you dealing with as far as the pushback? Because, you know, nothing's never 100%. Is it when you look at the pros and the cons, isn't the case in point where we're at maybe right now in society that it'd be way more pros as far as maybe revenue that could be generated, considering, you know, what we're dealing with the virus and the tax structure with this state, is it almost like, hey, we need to do and we need to broaden our horizons compared to maybe 20 years ago or a couple of decades ago. You wouldn't even be thinking that way because in different parts of the state, everyone thinks differently. About when you're talking about gambling, people think of, oh, Las Vegas or, you know, Jersey and stuff. But now it's almost nationwide. And so is that part of the reason why we need to just get involved and utilize this, considering when you're dealing with sports, how we are sports crazy down here, and it seems like people would want to be involved in that instead of maybe going to a different state from that aspect.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think we're seeing other states get on board and make these measures. I mean, of course, we're seeing Mississippi push forward, and we're seeing the revenues that they're getting and the way they can invest in their economy by using this money, seeing the tourism dollars they're bringing in, and we're seeing ourselves get left behind. And it's happened all over the country. I mean, I think 22 states have done fantasy sports already, and so we're moving. That's definitely the trend. The pushback actually comes from a couple places. North Louisiana tends to push back a little bit, but on fantasy, they overwhelmingly supported it. It passed 60% on the ballot almost across the board. 48 parishes approved it. So, I mean, it's definitely broadly popular. And I think one of the big pushbacks and concerns is when you start really getting to the details is where do you do it at? Are you going to do it just in the casinos when we're talking about sports betting? Are you going to do it at the racetrack too? Are you going to do it on the video poker machines? Are you going to do it on cell phones? I think everybody wants to kind of, you know, and of course at the riverboats, and I think everybody kind of wants their piece of the pie, and nobody else wants anybody else to have it. And so you kind of get into these like regional fights a little bit over these issues.
Tanner, is there a mobile provision for fantasy?
Fantasy will be on mobile. Yes.
Wow.
So that's sports betting that's going to be a referendum that's going to the people and they get to decide. But there's no actual framework on sports betting. After the people decide if they want it or not, then it will come back for us to decide how we do it. But fantasy sports is 100% going to be mobile.
Tanner McGee, state representative for District 53. Tanner, anything else, man, we didn't ask you that you want to throw in there?
Well, look, I'm excited. I mean, I think, you know, I think people kind of want to bag on the Louisiana legislature a little bit, but since I've been there, we've done you know, Uber statewide. We've been moving forward with, I think, as Bobby was saying, you know, kind of a new thing. And I see the progress being made. I think it's people's conceptions are changing. And I really want to make sure that my purpose is to make sure Louisiana looks like it's being set up for a modern economy like our other states. And we're not looking like a backward state in the past. And so I think these are all positive signs that we're heading in the right direction. And more importantly, it's obviously something that people want. And I'm glad that we were able to give them what they want. And it gives money to the state that we can invest.
Tanner, you know John Ilg?
Yeah, I know Big.
He's a big buddy. He's a buddy of mine. So make sure you take care of him.
I try my best.
Tanner McGee, yeah, he is big. He's 6'8". All of it, too. That's a big man. Tanner McGee.
He's a huge man.
So if he's 6'8", you reach him at his knees, Christian, or what?
Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, well, it's about really kind of just like midsection, something like that. But we coached the travel baseball team together. It was always they were always, you know, whenever they could get he and I side by side, they would always take pictures and make fun of it. So nonetheless,
that'd be a great photo op, yeah, for sure.
Tanner McGee, state representative for District 53. Thanks, Tanner.
No, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.